Well, this is the week, obviously, heading into Christmas. So appropriate for us to take a little time and just look at a few things from the account of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we see that from both the book of Matthew and the book of Luke. And what I want to do this morning is look at a few things from the book of Matthew. In fact, specifically, I'm going to look at one of the individuals that we never really pay much attention to. When we talk about, you know, the birth of Christ, obviously, we spend a lot of time talking about those key things which are so exciting to talk about. I love the whole thing with, you know, the wise men coming and the star, and you see the world, which is Herod, and, you know, versus, you know, those who are seeking with the wise men. You see the nature of the birth, the supernatural, miraculous birth of Jesus Christ coming from a virgin. Obviously, then we look at the shepherds and see the shepherds and all the things that just the shepherds in the field and the angel. Just announcing the birth of Jesus Christ to the shepherds and all that illumination and light of heaven being opened up for them to see. All those great images that we think of and associate with the account of Jesus' birth. And we focus on a lot of the individuals too. We focus on Mary. Obviously, we focus on Jesus. We look at the shepherds. We look at the wise men. You can go back and look at Zacharias and Elizabeth. They play a big role in this. The angel Gabriel. And there's so many different players in this. But the one person who tends to get overlooked a lot is Joseph. In fact, Joseph is mentioned in Matthew. And we get to see a little bit of Joseph. But we don't know a lot about Joseph. And basically, after this, there's really no mention of Joseph again. And yet, Joseph played a key role being that surrogate father for Jesus Christ. Now, one thing I want to focus on is what we can know and see about Joseph. Again, the Bible doesn't tell us a lot, but what the Bible does tell us about Joseph gives us a really good insight into the man that Joseph was. Now, when you stop and think about the fact that God chose Mary to be the one that would give birth, Mary's the one that the seed of the word was planted inside of her, and she would give birth to Jesus Christ, to God as flesh. And the fact that God chose Mary to be the one. Well, by the same token, we also see that God chose Joseph to be the one that would be the surrogate father. Now, he would be the one that was the husband to Mary. He would be the one that would be the influence, certainly, in Jesus' life. We, again, don't know anything else about Joseph after this. But clearly Mary had other children. And clearly Joseph, you know, is the father figure that is there, the earthly father figure that is there for Jesus, and the husband figure that is there for Mary through all of that. So Joseph, even though he plays a small role in the Word of God, we can learn so much. And in the same way that God chose Mary, why did he choose Mary? He chose Mary because of the heart that Mary clearly had for God. And that she was, because of her heart's desire for God, beyond what we can know or is expressed to us in the Word, and beyond what we can know, because we can't know what's in another person's heart. But the mere fact that when Gabriel came and that Gabriel said to Mary that she was favored, highly favored with God, you know, that tells you something. She was chosen because of the favor that God had placed upon her. And God certainly knew that Mary was one that, being presented with that honor, and the honor came at a high cost. That was not going to be an easy road for Mary to have to do for all of her life, because it would appear to the world that she had had a relationship with a man other than her intended husband before. That's the way it appeared to the world. That's the only way the world could explain her being pregnant before she was married. And there was that ostracization. There was that label that was put on her that she had to deal with that through all those 9 months, and certainly all the rest of her life, she would have dealt with that. There was a cost to that. But God chose her because she was favored with God. God obviously knew her heart. And God knew that when he presented this to Mary, when he presented this opportunity, and that's what it was. You know, Mary still had free choice. She still had free will. God never takes that away from us. Mary could have said, when presented with that by Gabriel, she could have said, no, I don't think that I'm up for that. I want to do that. You can read that when Mary received what Gabriel had said, you know, her words to Gabriel after Gabriel said, this is what's going to happen. And this is what is going to happen. And she said in response, so be it unto me as you have spoken. So be it. So in other words, she was receiving it. She said, I accept that. Let's go forward with that. She didn't have to, but God knew her heart before. And so she was selected to be the one who would be the mother of Christ. Well, by the same token, God also knew Joseph. Now, we don't know anywhere near as much about Joseph as we do about Mary. But God chose him, and we can see why. And the same reason that we can see by the word of God why God chose Mary, we can also see why God chose Joseph to be the surrogate father, to be the father in the natural world to God's own son. If we look at Matthew chapter 1, this is when we first get introduced to Joseph. And verse number 19 says, well, let's read verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place under these circumstances. When his mother Mary had been promised in marriage to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant of the Holy Spirit. And her husband, in the Amplified Bible, it says her promised husband. So in the King James, it says her espoused. Her promised husband, being a just and upright man, and not willing to expose her publicly and to shame her and disgrace her, decided to repudiate, dismiss, divorce, and divorce her quietly and secretly. So here we get our first insight into who Joseph was. And in the same way that we see that God chose Mary to be the mother of Jesus because of her qualities, because of her heart, because of her nature. Now, it's the nature and the qualities that God himself created in her. But she had to choose to live out those qualities and that nature. And she was favored, highly favored with God. Well, by the same token, God knew the man Joseph. And he knew what Joseph would do. For Joseph to see that his intended, in the Jewish culture at the time, when you were engaged, you know, we have an engagement and then you get married. Well, the way that it worked in that culture is when you were given in marriage, you were already considered legally married. Now, there was that period of time until the marriage was consummated, until there was the ceremony. And then at that point, then the two could become one in the flesh. But what we would consider to be an engagement for them, it was the same thing as being married. See, you and I, in our culture, if we're engaged, and then during the time of the engagement before the wedding, if you decide to break it off, we can just choose to break it off. Well, that's not the way it was then. You would have to actually get a divorce to break off that engagement. When you were given or espoused to another, you were considered married, even though you had not yet physically consummated that marriage. So for Mary to become pregnant when she was already given as a wife to Joseph, well, Joseph clearly knew that he had no relationships with her. So he knew that if she's pregnant, it wasn't from him. Well, what else would a man in the natural world, what other conclusions could you possibly come to? What else could you even think about other than you would think to yourself that your intended, your espoused, had been unfaithful and had been with another man? But Joseph, this shows the character of Joseph. And this is why God chose Joseph to be that father, to be the surrogate father, and to be the husband to the mother of the Son of God. Because as soon as it was revealed that Mary was, in fact, pregnant, Joseph, being a just and upright man, there was a penalty, and a severe and a strict penalty for relationships outside of marriage. And this could have cost Mary her very life. But Joseph, being a just, in other words, he's fair. Now, he could have required judgment and justice according to the law. He could have called for justice upon Mary and had her publicly shamed, if not stoned. That would have been, according to the law, that would have been justice. The Bible tells us that Joseph was a just man. But just because he was just doesn't mean he required justice. We even see an example of the nature of Jesus Christ. Now again, understand that Joseph obviously is not the natural father of Jesus, because Jesus is born of the Word. It is the seed of the impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Word. It is the Word, the seed, which is placed inside of Mary. Joseph had nothing to do with it. And yet you can see the characteristics, some of the characteristics of Jesus here in Joseph. Because Joseph could have, he's a just man, and he could have required justice. But instead, he took that justice and set it aside. He cast the penalty aside. Being just, to be just, he also then had to say that at some level, he must have believed, even at that point, that what Mary said was true. Because he's a just man, but he did not require justice. And just like Jesus, who paid the price for our sin, while Joseph didn't pay the price, Joseph did eliminate the price. He did eliminate the cost, the penalty, that according to the law, and the law's understanding from a natural eye, the law's understanding of Mary's situation, he could have required her death. But instead, we see Joseph having that nature of setting aside the penalty, the price, the punishment, that according to the law and through the law's eyes, now Mary had done nothing wrong, but according to the law and the law's eyes, through their viewpoint, she had. But Joseph did not require the penalty. He's a just man. But it also says that Joseph was an upright man. Those two words show us in the Amplified Bible, show us a great deal about the personality of Joseph. We just read over Joseph and don't spend a lot of time or attention. But we can see some of the very, again, even though he had nothing to do physically with Jesus coming, he's just the surrogate father. But we can see through Joseph some of the qualities that we're going to see in Jesus, the man, as well. And this is part of the reason that God, in the same way he chose Mary, he chose Joseph to be the father for these reasons. And it says he was not willing to expose her publicly and to shame and disgrace her. He decided to repudiate and dismiss, to divorce her quietly and secretly. Again, here is the tenderness that we see in Joseph. There is a tenderness and a concern in him. And this is exactly, we're going to pick this up tomorrow, but it is this tenderness in Joseph that we see throughout this brief little insight that we have into who Joseph is. One of the characteristics that we see is tenderness. It is a tender heart in Joseph that decides to quietly cause for divorce. We'll see that tenderness. We'll also see, of course, that he listens to the Holy Spirit and does not divorce her. But it was tenderness of heart that was going to lead him to make that decision. And we see that tenderness played out several more times just here in the story of Joseph and the birth of Jesus Christ. And we'll look at that a little bit more tomorrow. Jesus, we thank you and praise you. Thank you, Jesus, that you so loved us that you did choose to become flesh, to come into this fallen world, to come into your creation. You became a part of your creation for the sole purpose of demonstrating your love so that you could show and that you could be the sacrifice. You could pay the price. You could pay the price that we deserve, and you did that for us, and you did it by becoming flesh and dying and raising again in victory. We thank you and praise you. We honor you as we head towards Christmas and all of the hustle and all of the demands that our culture and Christmas brings to us. We put our focus back on you. We steadfastly look towards you and say thank you for coming to this earth. We love you. We rejoice in your birth. We rejoice in you, Jesus. You be glorified. Amen.